there was an incredible woman named Shree.
There was an incredible woman named Shree.
Shree was a linguist, and she wanted to study Swahili.
Shree was a linguist, and she wanted to study Swahili.
She spoke 247 languages.
She spoke 247 languages.
In fact, she had total mastery in 247 languages.
In fact, she had total mastery in 247 languages.
But she needed another language. She wanted to study Swahili.
But she needed another language. She wanted to study Swahili.
People speak Swahili in Africa, of course.
People speak Swahili in Africa, of course.
She wanted to speak 248 languages perfectly.
She wanted to speak 248 languages perfectly.
So she wanted to learn Swahili.
So she wanted to learn Swahili.
First, she tried a visual method.
First, she tried a visual method.
She read textbooks and grammar rules.
She read textbooks and grammar rules.
She studied Swahili with a visual method for 2 years.
She studied Swahili with a visual method for 2 years.
Every day she read textbooks. Every day she read grammar books.
Every day she read textbooks. Every day she read grammar books.
After 2 years, what happened?
After 2 years, what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
After 2 years, Shree was frustrated.
After 2 years, Shree was frustrated.
She still could not speak Swahili.
She still could not speak Swahili.
So, she modified her approach.
So, she modified her approach.
It was a kinesthetic approach. A kinesthetic method.
It was a kinesthetic approach. A kinesthetic method.
She learned Swahili with her body. With movement and feelings in her body.
She learned Swahili with her body. With movement and feeling in her body.
It was called TPR. And she had to jump and move while learning.
Well, it was called TPR, and she had to jump and move while learning.
The teacher said, jump, Swahili, of course.
The teacher said, jump in Swahili, of course, and
Shree would jump.
Shree would jump.
The teacher said, sit in Swahili, and Shree would sit.
The teacher said, sit in Swahili. I'm sure he will sit.
She did this every day. Every day she jumped and sat and moved and walked and wrote and read as the teacher told her to in Swahili.
She did this every day. Every day she jumped and sat and moved and walked and wrote and read as the teacher told her to in Swahili.
It was a kinesthetic method, right?
It was a kinesthetic method, right?
She had to move her body. She was learning with movement. Kinesthetic.
She had to move her body. She was learning with movement. Kinesthetic.
It boosted her learning. It raised her learning. It increased her learning.
It boosted her learning. It raised her learning. It increased her learning.
Began to learn Swahili.
She began to learn Swahili.
Began to understand.
She began to understand Swahili. Understand Swahili.
Began to speak Swahili.
She began to speak Swahili.
She began to learn much, much faster.
She began to learn much, much faster.
So she used the kinesthetic method for 1 year. It boosted her learning.
She used the kinesthetic method for 1 year. It boosted her learning.
Faster and faster and better and better.
She learned faster and faster and better and better.
But she did not achieve mastery.
But she did not achieve mastery.
She did not become a master of Swahili. She was good, but not a master.
She did not become a master of Swahili. She was good, but not a master.
And so, she modified her approach again.
And so, she modified her approach again.
Well, she added something this time.
She added something this time.
Continued to learn with the kinesthetic method, but she added something more.
She continued to learn with the kinesthetic method, but she added something more.
Well, she added an auditory method.
She added an auditory method.
She began to listen to Swahili every day, listening more and more and more.
She began to listen to Swahili every day, listen more and more and more.
Every day, listening to Swahili. Tons of listening. 3 hours. Then 4 hours. Then 10 hours. Then 23.5 hours of listening every day.
Every day, listening to Swahili. Tons of Swahili. Tons of listening. 3 hours, then 4 hours, then 10 hours, then 23.5 hours of listening every day.
Shri became a total master of Swahili in only 1 year.
Shri became a total master of Swahili in only 1 year.
after 1 year of listening to Swahili, 23.5 hours a day, she became a total master of Swahili.
After 1 year of listening to Swahili, 23.5 hours a day, she became a total master of Swahili. Now she speaks 248 languages perfectly.
Now she speaks 248 languages perfectly. Shri is the best linguist in the world.
Shri in the world.